Hey, party people, this is Rick Napier, the president at 321 Biz Development, located in Southwest Georgia, near Columbus, Georgia. And today is March 17th. And this podcast episode is about the recent real estate industry. I want to call it a shakeup, but I think it's even worse than that. Recently, like 2 days ago, I think it was March 15th, the National Association of Realtors struck a multi-million dollar, maybe billion, but multi-million dollar deal to make some drastic changes in the real estate industry. And I will include the CNN link so you can read it for yourself. But overall, some think the things that are changing are the commission structure or the commission template that used to be used by real estate agents, and it was kind of promoted in a sense by the National Association of Realtors. Now, it has always been a fact that that commissions could be negotiated. I was a realtor in California for, let's see, 6-7 years. Plus, I was a real estate broker before that. And I will be a real estate agent here in Georgia. So the negotiations of the commission has always been out there. So a realtor could say, seller, you know, I want to sell your house and I'll charge 7%. Even though the traditional commission is like 6%. Where the buyer agent gets 3% and the selling agent gets 3%. A listing agent could say, I will sell your house for 8%. And here's what I'll do for the 8%. So that's always been the case. But NAR settled with the courts or whoever it was, of the plaintiffs, which I think was kind of sketchy to begin with. But NAR agreed to allow realtors to make their own deals with the sellers and realtors make their own deals with the buyers. See, and this is going to cause so many problems. Beside from the fact that a lot of realtors' lifestyles were built or are built on the 6% model or the 5% model. You know, 5 divided by 2, 2.5 to the buyer agent, 2.5 to the listing agent. So, you know, real estate agents are going to see a tremendous shakeup in their lifestyles because everyone has seen the realtor, you know, both guys and gals, you know, looking pretty and everything and driving nice cars and posting their on their websites and on social media, you know, with high fashion and great nail jobs and nice hair and nice suits and everything, and just living this lifestyle. Well, that's about to change, because if a seller has a $600,000 house, which you can, I don't know if you can find one in California. They might be able to find like 5-10% of the homes in California. If a seller wants to sell their, let's say, $800,000 house, that would typically be a $48,000 commission to be split between the buyer and the seller's agent. Now, instead of $48,000, which is what the seller would traditionally pay, if that seller says, look, I'll let you sell my house and I'll give you $10,000. And the buyer, whoever buys it, they can pay their agent whatever they want to pay their agent. That's a significant drop from $24,000 down to $10,000. Plus, suppose that seller says, look, I want to keep as much money as I can. I only want to sell this house if I can pay an agent $5,000. Suppose that seller has just enough equity to sell a house and put maybe $15,000, I mean, break even. In other words, $800,000 house, but there's $15,000 available to sell the house so that the seller breaks even and doesn't owe any money out of their pocket. See, that's going to be kind of interesting, because if there's only $15,000 available for the listing agent, and it's like a house that's $800,000, and a lot of homes are not selling, like in the California market, especially San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland, and that seller needs to sell at $800,000, or they go in the hole. Man, that's going to be a sketchy situation. I mean, it would have been a sketchy situation already, even at if the seller wanted to sell the house and they would have to pay $48,000. What typically happens if there's not enough equity, the seller, if they have money in the bank, they'll take the loss and just to get out of the property. Maybe, you know, the $15,000 that was available in equity, you know, plus another $33,000 that the seller pays out of his or her pocket. So those kind of deals were done, and maybe they will continue to be done. The point is that the money for the real estate agents significantly drops. There's also in the CNN link that there's less of a requirement to belong to the MLS, and probably less of a requirement to be part of NAR. See, now you're going to have a whole lot of brokers. And this is the broker angle. You got a lot of brokers now that were making 10, 15, 20%, especially at the big companies, every time a realtor sold a house. So now if the total commission is $20,000, and it used to be maybe $40,000, and the broker would typically get, let's say, $7,500 per transaction, and now that broker has to perhaps get $2,500 on this new on this reduced commission likelihood. So does that mean that the broker's going to get like a significant money, and the agent's going to get something like way, way low? So there's a lot of challenges here. But I will say this. I got two more things to say because, hey, today is my birthday. There's some things that's going to happen. People who have secondary incomes, like myself, I can sell that house. Instead of getting $10,000 in commission, I can sell that house for $3,000 in commission because I have multiple income streams. Now, if a person does not have a multiple income stream and real estate is what they've been living on, and let's say they've been doing okay, they didn't, you know, maybe, you know, they saved some money, they might be able to still make it. And of course, the great realtors, they may still make it, but them too will have to adjust to a seller wanting to pay less in commission. So everyone is impacted. And I want to say this, the people who might come out of this the best, like I just mentioned, are retired individuals who want to get into real estate, who want to start a real estate business. So if they're already getting $4,000 to $5,000 a month, and they don't need the real estate commission to make ends meet, retired people are going to do well. So if you just retired and you got $4,000 to $5,000 a month coming in, and you've always wanted to start another career, there are people who will not want to pay $12,000. $15,000 or $30,000 in commission, let's say $15,000, and you're going to have a lot of agents that will say, oh, I can't afford that. I got a lifestyle. I have a Hummer. I have all these things that I need to pay for. So I got to get out of the business or reduce my lifestyle. Well, that retired person would say, okay, I got $5,000 a month coming in. And if there's two retired people, maybe there's $8,000 to $10,000 coming in. Yeah, I'll sell that house for $5,000 instead of $15,000. You see? So this is a game changer. And the last thing I will add, if you are a consumer, yeah, this might be a good deal for you, but there's going to be a lot of complaints. Suppose you hire a realtor and that person doesn't have enough money in the bank to see the lower commission deal go through. And that realtor says, oh, you know, Jack, Judy, oh, I'm sorry. I got to go back to my 9-to-5. I can't even finish this transaction because, you know, I've sold homes for much less commissions than I'm normally able to get. And my lifestyle has been impacted. So I'm at the back out of the deal. Well, I mean, now the consumer might have a right to sue because the realtor didn't finish the deal. I mean, so the last thing I got to say is, if you are cheering this change in commission for the real estate industry, don't get too happy because other industries are next. I just did a podcast episode on this a month ago, and I said, whose industry is going to be next? When someone says, oh, that industry is putting too much money in their pocket, and we don't like that. We don't like the fact that these people, these salespeople, are putting so much money in their pocket, and that industry becomes next. So anyway, this is Rick Napier, the president at 321 Biz Development. Toll-free telephone number 855-600-9911. Take care and make it a great day.